Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building. Hey, I'm Mukundan. This show is about solving real problems with small, useful AI, things that you can actually use today. Each week, we pick one problem, build a simple workflow or tool, and talk through the decisions, what to automate, how to check quality, and how to make it reliable. If you're a builder, creator, or just AI curious, you'll leave with the steps that you can copy tonight. Your calendar is a mess. Your inbox is flooded. And if you're on the job hunt, your head is spinning. Which companies did I apply to? What role was that recruiter even emailing about? Did I even send a thank you note? Well, today we are going to fix that. I'll show you how AI agents can transform your job search. Not hype, not even science fiction. Just real functions that you can use right now to track applications, prep for interviews, and even handle follow-up emails. By the end of this episode, you'll see exactly how to build three job hunting agents. One that tracks your applications, one that preps you for interviews, and one that drafts and reminds you about follow-ups. Together, they save you time and make sure nothing slips up through the cracks. Welcome to Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building. I'm Mukundan, and this show is about solving real problems with small useful AI tools. Each week, we pick one problem, build a workflow, and talk through the decisions about what to automate, how to check quality, and how to make it reliable. I've spent years in data analytics and marketing science. I'm not impressed by buzzwords. I'm just impressed when something actually saves me time. And let me be honest, job hunting is stressful. Between applications, recruiter emails, interviews, and follow-ups, it's too easy to miss a step. That's where AI agents shine. If they can plan steps, remember what's happened, and adjust with feedback, they become game changers. So let's dive into three practical agents for job hunting. The first one, job application tracker agent. So let's start with the most basic need, keeping track of where you applied. So if you ever applied to 10 jobs in a week or 100 jobs in a week and forgotten which ones, well, you'll appreciate this. Here's what the application tracker agent does. You paste in a job post link. It extracts the company name, role title, location, and salary range. It logs that into a Notion table or a Google Sheet. It then asks you, do you want to auto-set a follow-up reminder in 7 days? Here's why I would say this feels magical to me. You never again need to open 20 tabs to remember your pipeline. The agent remembers that for you. So for example, when I tried it, I pasted a real job post into the agent. It responded back with, got it, company X, role senior data analyst, salary 140 to 190K. Location, San Francisco, locked your tracker. Then it asks, do you want me to add a follow-up reminder? That's planning, memory, and feedback in one. Now here's the thing, applications, they're just the start. The real stress is interviews. Like, how do you prepare without drowning in notes? That's where the interview prep agent comes in. It takes two inputs, the job descriptions, and your resume. With that, it outputs three things. Three tailored behavioral questions 3 technical or case questions, a mock tell me about yourself crafted for that role. Now, this is something I tried. So I fed in a job description of the company I wanted plus my resume. Then the agent output was that tell me about a time you built an analytics dashboard that influenced product strategy. And then it also gave me, here's a SQL question, write a query to calculate retention at 30 days. Here's a draft pitch, I spent 7+ years in analytics. That's planning. It matches resume skills to job description needs. Also, that's memory. It remembers both inputs. That's feedback also, because I can say make it shorter or focus on retention. Suddenly you got a practice set tailored to the exact job. Now the third thing I want to talk about was a follow-up agent. So now let's fast forward, right? You nail the interview, the recruiter says, we'll get back to you in a week. What happens next? Usually just silence. Unless you remember to follow up. Enter the follow-up agent. After your interview, it drafts a polite thank you note in your voice. It logs the date. It reminds you after 7 days if you haven't heard back. I say interview with company M today. Agent replies, here's a thank you draft. Hi, ABC, thank you for the thoughtful conversation. I've logged today's date. I'll remind you in 7 days if you don't mark this closed. That's feedback in action. The agent checks back, doesn't just disappear. See why this works. Notice the pattern. Each agent has 3 ingredients. Planning, where it breaks goals into steps. Memory, where you remember the context. Feedback, where you're retrying, nudging, or asking you to approve. Without those, you don't have an agent. You just have scripts. With them, you have something that feels like a partner. Now, here's the fun part of today's episode. I want to do a quick true and false quiz. Quick lightning round. Answer true or false. Question 1. An AI agent is just a chatbot that answers questions. Second question. If you paste the job post, the agent can plan steps like extracting data and logging it. Third one. Interview prep agents don't need memory. They just generate generic questions. Fourth, feedback loops make agents resilient to mistakes. And finally, a follow-up agent that nudges you after 7 days is showing planning and memory. So all of these are true or false. Just going to repeat the questions one more time. An AI agent is just a chatbot that answers questions. If you paste a job post, the agent can plan steps like extracting data and logging it. Interview prep agents don't need memory. They just generate generic questions. Feedback loops make agents resilient to mistakes. A follow-up agent that nudges you after 7 days is showing planning and memory. All right, so here are the answers now to the 5 questions. An AI agent just a chatbot that answers questions? The answer is false. If you paste the job post, then the agent can plan steps like extracting data and logging it. That is true. Interview prep agents don't need memory. They just generate generic questions. False. Feedback loops make agents resilient to mistakes. True. A follow-up agent that nudges you after 7 days is showing planning and memory. True. Now, I want you to reflect on 3 questions. What part of the job search drains you the most? Is it the tracking, the prepping, or the following up? Would you trust an agent to draft a thank you email on your behalf? Why or why not? If you had to build one job hunt agent today, which one would you start with? Share your thoughts. I'll link the discussion thread in the show notes. Here's a challenge. Build a mini job hunt agent this week. Keep it simple. Pick one goal, like track every application. Break it into 3 steps. Add a scratch pad or sheet for memory. Add one feedback rule, like ask me before saving. That's your V0.5 agent. No perfection required, just proof. If this helped, share it with one friend who's job hunting. They'll thank you. Before you go, please rate the show 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It takes seconds, but makes a huge difference. And if you're listening on Apple, leave a short one-line review, please. I need them all. Next time, we're going even bigger. What happens when one agent isn't enough? Multi-agent systems that pass tasks between each other. Until then, remember, if your agent doesn't save your time, it's a toy. And if it does, It's a tool you rely on every day.
Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I record with Riverside. I'm an affiliate partner, Riverside. They helped me record this episode and they have amazing audio quality. So that's something I just wanted to recommend if you're ever deciding to do your own podcast. This is a great platform to record because their editing features are amazing. Their AI editing is, I think, next level. Helps you remove all awkward pauses and gives your sound a strong voice. It gives you a strong voice. So I would highly recommend Riverside as the reason why I chose to be an affiliate partner, because I actually use the product and I love it. So link to join their platform is in the show notes. And again, I'm an affiliate partner. So if you make any purchase, I may make a small commission from it. I also host an RSS.com. Also, I'm an affiliate partner of RSS because they have an amazing distribution channel. They are able to publish your episodes from RSS into Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Deezer, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and even lets you publish your episode with one button into YouTube as well. And did I forget to mention that you can start making money by hosting RSS.com, even if you have just 10 downloads a month. So that's all you need to make money, 10 downloads a month. It's a new feature they started and it's amazing. So again, link to joinrss.com will be in the show notes. I'm also using Cider.ai to help with my research. So if you are interested in any research for your content or for in general, you want to learn about anything, want to read research papers or any kind of thing to improve your knowledge, Cider.ai is your platform to use. So again, I'm an affiliate partner and I'd love if you're able to support the show by clicking on my affiliate link and joining Cider.ai. Hey, it's Mukundan. If this episode helped you, two tiny favors that make a huge difference. Rate the show 5 stars. On Spotify, you can just open the show page and tap the star button. On Apple Podcasts, scroll to the bottom of the show page and tap 5 stars. Also, leave a 1-2-line review on Apple Podcasts. Tell me one takeaway. I read every single one and it helps more people find the show. That's all for this week. Thank you for joining and I will see you in the next episode of Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.